We are talking about the Rim Fire on this weekend, some other load views. That fire ignited in August of 2013 in the Stanislaw National Forest, burned over 257,000 acres. It is the largest fire on record in Tuolumne County. We're getting an update on what's been happening within the Rim Fire footprint now over 7 years later. On the program today, we have Maria Benich, who is the Rim Fire Restoration Coordinator, and Marcy Bombach, who is a wildlife biologist with the Stanislaw National Forest. Marcy Bombach, I'll go next to you. And I understand there's been some activity when it comes to deer habitat restoration and some related grants. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. So starting in 2016, we've received four grants working with our partners, including Yosemite Stanislaw Solutions and the Mule Deer Foundation. So the first grant we received from Sierra Nevada Conservancy was for about $300,000, and we were able to masticate or shred shrubs across 200 acres in mule deer migratory corridors. So that would, and we also reduced fuels, removing large dead standing trees and fallen material so that they could easily traverse those migratory corridors. Another grant we received from the Wildlife Conservation Board, I received almost $1 million to go towards deer habitat restoration. We were able to reduce fuels, removing large trees, again, large dead trees and down material across 850 acres. And we also installed two wildlife guzzlers to provide year-round wildlife water source. The next grant we received was from the Mule Deer Foundation. That was about $350,000. We were able to thin 300 acres of pine plantation with those funds. And the objective there was to release oaks and open up the understory to promote herbaceous vegetative growth and make it easier for the deer to navigate the critical winter range. Most recently, we received a grant from California Department of Fish and Wildlife, Prop 1, and we received about $3.6 million. So with this grant, we're currently working on restoration efforts. We've got 600 acres of reforestation, and we've identified small areas of pockets of 5 acres to up to 50 acres that had forested habitat prior to RIM and were adjacent to important foraging areas. So our focus there is to reestablish forested habitat and provide hiding and thermal cover adjacent to those important foraging areas. The second component of that grant will be 400 acres of mastication as site prep for prescribed fire. So what we're doing is we're taking an area that's about 4,000 acres that we have slated for prescribed fire, and we are breaking up, using mastication to break up the vegetation, continuous vegetation, so that we can apply prescribed fire to the ground and create a mosaic where we've got openings and shrubs. We've shredded around oaks to protect those. The last component of that grant is 1,100 acres of plantation thinning, again, to release oaks that have resprouted or actually survived the fire and reduce stand densities. So all of that together is about $5.2 million. We've been able to get a lot of work accomplished. It's very exciting.
Yeah, so there's really a lot going on when it comes to the deer habitat restoration realm. You know, can you explain a little bit about the deer habitat when you have these large mega fires, kind of the impacts that they have?
Sure. So with the Rim Fire, most of the critical winter range was destroyed. We lost most of it. Very little forested habitat, which provides cover. They need cover not only for hiding from predators, but they need thermal cover to protect them from the inclement weather during winter. Most of the shrub component had burned off, so food was scarce. Again, like Maria mentioned earlier, We do have those sprouting species that came back quickly within a few months after the fire, so that's good. But California Department of Fish and Wildlife actually did some supplemental feeding because the critical winter range was so devastated.
So a lot of times with these big fires, the deer population will move out and go other places because of the fire damage?
Yes, they actually were limited in their movement across the critical winter range before REM, and we had plans to restore habitat, breaking up that continuous vegetative layer. But when the fire occurred and all the habitat was lost, they were able to move into many different areas. So they weren't as concentrated as they were pre-REM.
What do you get? Do you get a sense now? Are they starting to move in and concentrate more?
Yes, they are. The deer in that area are actually very healthy. I don't have population numbers for you, but I can tell you that the numbers are increasing, and we've got lots of healthy fawns on the winter range. So it's great to see.
I'll go back to Maria Benich, the Rimfire coordinator. Any other grants that we didn't mention in the first segment that are also benefiting the Rimfire footprint?
Yes, we are really fortunate to have several grants. We have such good partnerships here on the Stanislaus National Forest with, as Marcy mentioned, Yosemite Stanislaus Solutions, YSS, Tuolumne River Trust, the county, of course. So we just have some great partnerships that have allowed us to really apply for these grants and been hugely successful. And so, like I talked about earlier, the NDRC grant, $26 million, so that's kind of the overarching, and that really kind of gave us that sharp on the arm to move forward. But we've received, like Marcy talked about, the CDFW grants, but we've also received CCI grants, the climate change grants that our partners, the county and Tuolumne River Trust, received. So they're doing additional reforestation and thinning work. We received SNC grants, Sierra Nevada Conservancy grant for noxious weed eradication, working with our partners at the state with that. We've also received a WCB, Wildlife Conservation Board grant this past year. The TRT, again, in the county are managing to do about 2,000 acres of reforestation. So a lot of reforestation stuff that's happening with grants. So that's just really exciting for us because it's allowing us to accomplish a lot of work on that landscape, finally kind of moving forward. So we've done over 5,600 acres of fields reduction to date. We're looking at doing 3,200 acres of planting this year. We, unfortunately, our planting got kind of sidetracked with COVID last year, so we weren't able to do too much. We've done site preparation on over almost 5,000 acres, again, another couple thousand this year, and we're doing release this year on 1,700, almost 1,800 acres. So really exciting stuff that's finally happening out there on that reforestation front. Historically, we've also, again, grants have just been coming to the forest because people have been really looking at those partnerships and working with our folks outside, our collaboratives. We started our very first grant actually after RIM was in 2014. Where we did a meadow assessment, and that was actually done by Plumas Corps, which is a partner we've worked with to actually do meadow restoration. And so they actually did a meadow assessment across the Rim Fire footprint to help us understand the conditions of our meadows and what our need was. So that was fantastic because it gave us an idea of where we needed to do work. And so we worked on some NEPA analysis for those areas that needed work so we could then move forward with grants that could actually implement that. So in 2016, we also received a Sierra Nevada Conservancy grant, again, partnering with Tuolumne River Trust, TRT, and YSS to get that. And it restored four meadows in the lower Cherry Creek watershed. So that was exciting for us to do, again, kind of starting that small scale. It also worked on invasive weed treatments, so not just restoration of gullies, but weed treatments within those meadows. And also looked at spring restoration and some deer habitat work too, and culvert improvements, which is something we forget about is watershed restoration sometimes, but we definitely have had some issues with undersized culverts on the forest, so those were treated. And our 2017 WCB grant, Wildlife Conservation Board grant, again, partnering with TRT and YSS, we did actually 22 meadows that we restored under that grant. So it was a huge grant that allowed us to do a tremendous amount of work across that rim landscape. So that's very exciting. We originally were only looking at 16, but we were able to pick up additional ones because of cost savings during implementation. So again, really exciting doing work there. And as Marcy mentioned, we under that grant, we also did a couple wildlife guzzlers. We did 10 troughs, again, for cattle. We looked at aspen restoration. Great gray owl nest structures were installed. And, and we have replacement of one culvert under that, too. So, again, just, you know, a multitude of work is happening across RIM, not just reforestation or wildlife habitat work.
Did the RIM fire footprint experience much erosion or flooding, you know, shortly after that fire occurred?
You know, it wasn't as significant as we thought it could be that first year, but, you know, we had some really extreme storms a few years back where there was extreme erosion within that canyon, you know, soils that were lost within the canyon, but not immediately after.
Need to take one more break. We're talking about the RIM fire, looking back at the RIM fire footprint and plans moving forward. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're joined on the program this weekend by Maria Bennett, who is the RIM fire restoration coordinator, and Marcy Bombach, who is the wildlife biologist with the Stanislaus National Forest. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our final segment is coming up in just a minute.